Om Shanti and good morning to everyone. How many days we spent together? Three days? This is fourth one. So how are you all doing? Happy? Very happy, happy, good, very content? Because there is a higher word after happiness is contentment. So how many of you are feeling 100% contentment? Wow, it's a good result. No, why I'm saying it? Because we still have two more days. So if there is any suggestion, any idea, it's most welcome to forward it. No, Brother Ken. Even Dadi Janki told us not to use word challenges, but I think we are so used to using this word. So I will still use until we really erase it from our dictionary. This morning our theme is challenges. I can say not only for service, but challenges limited, unlimited. Challenges within family and challenges from the world. And of course you will have time where a lot of limited challenges in the sense of taking care of center, increasing the number of Brahmins, serving VIPs, having enough funds to pay rents and bills, and all these are limited challenges. That means you personally have to deal with when you are a coordinator or instrument for few centers for country. So there will be small group discussion on that. But I'm just going to take on few aspects. One is challenges or a challenge within the family. Next year I will be 50 years in Yajna. And when I think of some of the, especially two lessons, when I came first time to Baba, I was teenager and I had just started university, finished my school days, and so at that time there was a lot of changes going in within the Yajna, because it was 1958 where service has begun. Many, like all those Vardadis, they were sisters, they had left Madhuban to go and do service in different parts of India, and most of the old Matajis, or you know, those were left there. So Baba said to me, a good student always keeps company of good students. And in, like, Baba kind of gave signal, and I call it more warning, that where should I sit and spend time. And I always remember that, because there are always possibilities people get you involved into. Like, I felt sometimes we think we are sharing news, and instead of sharing news, we start gossiping, you know, like we think it's just news. But maybe also our sanskar of, you know, getting involved, creating small teams, and little things start happening. So, and second thing, Baba directly then said to me, that always be careful of your company. I mean, I didn't understand, because I thought, you know, you come as a new person expecting everyone to be becoming deity very soon, and like yogi souls. So what do you expect? You feel you are in a company in Madhuban where everyone... But then I realized some were approaching me for talking about their situation. Some were approaching me if I can help them to write letter to their families, because they didn't know to write. And some were approaching me, and then I immediately said, that's why Baba told me. So for anything, I will just go to Baba and say, should I help that soul? Should I help that soul? And then also to spend more time, that's where I came close to be with Dadis, because I thought they are the best students, or spend a lot of time with Brahma Baba also, because I knew that that's where really inspiration comes. So I'm just giving example that internal challenges where souls go through different settling, and they are on different level on their spiritual journey, and I mean, we have so, we were three, the Dadis were like, they were 300 plus, and then how many we can see? 10, 12, 15 Dadis who really, really reached to that aim, and like we all know most of them. So, that means there will always be certain things which will be happening within Yajna. But what is my attitude towards that? Like if I hear something, I will never generally, if we need clarification, if I need clarification or I feel it is important for me that seniors should know, so we will go to Dadis and very slightly say, we are hearing about something like this, what, you know, you do you know it, it's fine. If you don't feel the need to discuss with us, that's also fine because we know that they are there. And they have more responsibility than us. But we never really kind of, you know, sat and talked a lot about that or in discussion because it's a family. And we know Baba said the test can come until end and Maya can come until end. So any Maharati, you don't know whatever could happen. So there is really nothing to talk about it, but rather just have good wishes because I always feel that whatever is needed in Yajna, I should contribute. I mean, let's say if I say, oh, why there is not enough these vibrations, why there is so, then I say, but maybe I can contribute. That's why I am here. So Mama gave me this lesson when I said to Mama, why I didn't expect this. So Mama said, you are in the race now, you go ahead. You know, and that's the lesson I learned. Instead of saying, why this is happening, I said, but Yajna needs this, let's contribute. So this internally, because what happens that if there is my own sanskar or I am not satisfied, there is discontent, then we take more interest and kind of we sit and talk and then it creates atmosphere. And I think these days especially because one of the biggest challenge we have as we are growing, there's so much expansion. But then on the other side, we know that there are many, many who are not able to be on spiritual journey, and because of some reasons or certain things, they are not with us. So they call themselves with different names, you know, whether it's XBKs or whatever. And now we are in a, you know, age where anything inside, outside, means this news just goes so fast. And I think some of you might be aware, some not, that at this time, anything, even as a Brahmin, somebody comes to you and asks you something, do you know about this thing? And you say, yeah, I know, maybe I can tell. And you don't know that person is sending information immediately to one of the person with website and say, I heard this story, not saying name, but this Brahmin. So even when we are talking, we have to be very careful. You know, make it sure that we're not talking against anyone, we're not trying to, but rather see that if I really need right answers, if there is lack of contentment, let me go to Dadis and get answers instead of trying to have those conversations. Because I don't know if it's common in Western world or not, but in India they say that even walls have ears, you know. So, everywhere they say it. So you might say, you know, there is a saying that one lady was told that don't tell anyone what I am telling you. So that lady started feeling pain in his stomach and she told other one, I am telling you but you don't tell anyone. So then other lady, is for ladies especially they say, then she got stomachache. She said, unless I speak out that I won't be well. So she said to third one, I am telling you don't tell anyone. And by the time whole village knew about this. I think that loyalty and trust within the family, where we know that we all have specialities, we also all are making efforts to become perfect, and then tests come, and when the tests come, we have to help others. We have to cooperate, not talk at that time and make it a conversation, but rather to say how to, through my power of yoga, through my presence, through churning of knowledge, how can I help in those situations? So I was just thinking that we have many, many challenges. But I think mostly what we can take care of is within the family. you know, what we are talking, the conversations, and like I know that every season some people call me, I heard that this will be the last year Baba will be coming. I was not planning to go. What do you recommend? So I said, well, I don't know that, but if you can go, you should go, because you don't know what happens next year. But whenever Baba, whatever Baba has to tell us, he hasn't told us. If he will tell us, then I will let you know. That was in 1969 too. We had so many assumptions. What will happen now to Murli? What will happen to this? And Baba came and gave answer 1, 2, 3. So what God needs to think, sometimes we Brahmins think for him. And what we need to think for ourselves, we think Baba will think. You know, sometimes it does happen that we think what Baba is. Baba will tell us whatever is programmed. So Brahmins do have this nature of prophecies or kind of future telling. I'm using little better word than speculations, whatever. But I think these days we all have to be very clear, very precise. Keep to the integrity of the family. It's very big family. Baba trusts us so much. So by little dharanas, you know, like story, Baba, this morning Baba said small or big. But story is a story. Anytime somebody is trying to talk to you about a story is a story. And a story means either Ramayana or Bhagavat. Ramayana means there was jealousy. And Bhagavat means this was power struggle. So story means either there is power struggle or jealousy. So what I am going to now become part of that. Okay, things happen, let them pass, and again be very loving. You know, within family we can have forgiveness. Also it's not forgiveness is meant for outside souls. So these days especially we have many, many friends outside who are looking for information. And then as soon as it's there, then it goes. I think you all got also in notice called BK Info. And everyone thought it's Brahma Kumari's site, not realizing that, you know, they sent this to all the centers. And as soon as we came to know that Janki sent a note that don't consider that as BK Info, but actually these are, they had a group, you know, which now our IT team will explain where we are at about all those things. But just see that whatever are your internal challenges for centers and service, we definitely would want to hear from you and help you in that. But let's all be together to see how the challenge which is from outside world, you know, for me I feel our authenticity, our accounts, our legal, everything should be really so clean, so transparent. Because I remember that Jandivan was mentioning in London they had to consult a lawyer, and that lawyer said, you can't do anything by saying to those people, you can't say this. You know, they will say what they want to say, but you should be very transparent. Our accounts, every system should be so transparent that any time there is any kind of inquiry, they don't find anything. That's really the best thing to do. So I just thought that we look at today on a bigger, unlimited challenge at this time, which we have. And Maya is a big challenge, but Maya works through someone or other in some way or other. So that we will, in the morning session, first hour, that's what we will deal with it. And Jandivan wants to say anything. I told her that Dadi Janki always say, I wish, come and sit next to me. So I said, I want you to sit next to me. So now we will ask Vasanti and Vodiman, our IT team, to present us of our present challenges. And we see how, as I said, Brother Ken, maybe you can brief them that they will get chance for limited, in the sense of other issues.
Since they made a special presentation, we were going to do it after the break, but it was decided to do it before the break so that we could have time to look into the whole question because this is one of the challenges. There will be other times this afternoon we'll be also looking at some of our more practical challenges where we're trying to discover best practices here and there so that the people that have best practices can help those that are having challenges at a deeper, you know, at a more local level. So this is one of the examples of the sort of challenges that we are facing as the family expands and as we become more known. And as there are two sides to it, of course. There's the symptoms of this particular problem, which we're going to look at now. But the causes of it and the discontent that later on, 5 years later, may become some difficult for us, we have to look at the causes too within the BKs themselves. So after this 1 hour, we'll have a break and then we'll come back into small groups, but I'll give you more information about that later.
As you all are aware, that IT team had been providing us with lot of new technologies and new devices. So Vasanthi and Wadi, they are the part of that team. So I want to give a big hand to them before they start. You know.
Om Shanti. And of course, Sister... Om Shanti. And of course, with Sister Mohini and the rest of the RCOs as our backbone, we have managed to make some progress along these lines. Neither Vasanthi Ben nor myself knew that we were going to be doing this right now, so we haven't had a chance to confer. My first question, or my only real question, is to do with a letter that we sent out, signed by Sister Mohini, to all of the NCOs, maybe in December, was it? Talking specifically about the internet and about Wikipedia and the brahmakumaris.info site. And I would like to know how many of you remember receiving that. Does that mean the rest of you didn't receive it? And of those who received it, I'm assuming those of you who put your hand up, that you all read it. And show the hands who read it. How many understood it? And how many of you, before receiving the letter, were familiar with this situation and that this was happening on the internet? Quite a few of you too. Okay, so we definitely felt that it was necessary to inform all of the NCOs so that if your students, those in your care, broached you on the subject, that you would already be in the know and that then you could partner and cooperate with the IT team in making a difference. And so Vasanthi Ben is going to fill you in and let you know what's been happening up until now and from where we can take your help going on into the future.
Om Shanti. First of all, this presentation and this whole session is nothing to do with IT as such. It's just where IT has been used as a means of giving negative publicity about the Brahma Kumaris, or positive publicity, publicity in general. So it's nothing to do with any of the IT things. It's got nothing to do with any of the IT projects. That will be covered on the marketplace. Okay, so Sasha, can we start? Okay, so we all know about the internet, and we know that once the internet was introduced, it's become a means of communication to the world, immediate communication. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. Whatever you put on the internet is public information worldwide immediately. That goes for positive, anything positive that we put on, but also about anything negative that gets put on. So immediately everybody around the world will hear about it as soon as it goes on the internet. So first of all, it creates impact, global impact. The second thing is, about 10 months ago, or maybe a little bit more, we began to notice a significant amount of negative publicity about the BKs on the internet. And mainly there was many areas, which I'll cover just briefly in a while, but many areas that it highlighted about things that maybe we weren't quite good at, and also other things that we already know about. So this started approximately 10 months ago. The type of things that people are saying on the internet are more than just criticizing us. There's some things that are on there that we actually need to sit up and listen to and do something about. So that's the other thing. And where is the publicity, the negative publicity, coming from? Mainly it's coming from XBKs, which is probably the most dangerous source. Also, because the reason being, they know the Yajna, especially if they were in the Yajna for a long time. They know the way we work. They know the inside story. So they're the worst people to... Om Shanti. Yes, so the most negative stuff is coming from the XBKs, also because they may have some personal grievances with us. So, and then obviously the Shankar Party and many other people out there who want to criticize us will. Okay, so, PBK means the Shankar Party, basically. Prajapita, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Right, so just to put things into context, the number of people that are actually doing this is a minority. It's a minority. But the thing is that that's the only other voice on the internet apart from ours. So it's the number of people that are on the internet. There's only one, it's a small minority, but they're creating a lot of damage. Okay. So some time ago, maybe about 8 months ago, we were directed by Bapdada and also from the seniors to take two steps. One was to raise our positive profile by to counteract the negative by putting positive content, because that's the way Baba works, positive. So that's one thing. And the other thing was to clarify and address the issues and criticisms that were being thrown at us. So those are the two main actions that have been taken. Okay, so when we looked, I mean, we did a bit of a research. Wadiben, any time you want to interrupt, just jump in. We did a bit of a research on what was going on. We looked at various websites, and there's actually quite a small team, but quite an active team working on this, which consists of not just the IT team, but not non-IT team members as well. So there's about six or seven of us that are working on this. And what we found was there's two main things. One is that there's a lot of criticism based on the misinterpretation of Gyan and the way we see it. And this has been around from the beginning. There's nothing we can do about it really, apart from maybe clarify our position on it. But also how we teach Gyan across the board is different. But that's one area of criticism. The other area is to do with the way we are and the way we work and how we position ourselves. It's about our organization and the values that we stand for and things like that. It's this one that's actually the area of main concern for us. Okay. So in looking at the areas of concern, I'll just highlight the things. The number of different areas. Number one, Wikipedia. Okay. So now what is Wikipedia? Wikipedia is an encyclopedia on the internet. Basically, it's got anything you know about, want to know about anything, you can find it on Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia itself has been criticized a lot because of its inaccuracies and things like that, and the fact that it's not necessarily always factual information. But regardless of that... Sorry, Sasha... Yeah, but regardless of that, it's still the most popular encyclopedia on the web. And in fact, most people, I would say 70 to 80 people, would reference the encyclopedia, the Wikipedia, if they want to know about anything first. It's very, very popular. So even if it's got a bad name, we still have to take note of it. In December 2005... an article on BKs appeared on the Wikipedia, which was put up by an ex-BK. And this was supported by other ex-BKs who are not very sympathetic, obviously, towards BKs. And so the article itself was very, very negative. It had things on it. It had things on it which, okay, there are the incidents that may have happened in the Yajna over time, but they were positioned in such a negative way. And what we have been trying to do since then is trying to influence this article to become more neutral. And when we say become more neutral, it doesn't mean that we want to make it a publicity thing for the BKs. We have to be factual and we have to be honest about things that have happened, but then to be neutral. You know, the negative and the positive, to be honest about everything. And so that's what we've been trying to do, trying to put a neutral article. During this attempt to get this article to be neutral, one particular BK, more active than the others, what happened is something known as an edit war happened on the Wikipedia, which meant that there was a lot of arguments going on about what is fact and what is not fact, and what should be there and what shouldn't be there, which led the article to go into arbitration. And that basically means that it was frozen until the arbitrators decided which way to go. And we had to submit evidence and lots of things for this arbitration case. And eventually what transpired out of that was that this one ex-BK, who was a particularly negative one, he was actually threatening BKs on the Wikipedia who were other editors and various other things. He got himself banned, so he was banned from the Wikipedia, which was great news for us. We celebrated, but but it didn't last very long, because this particular ex-BK, he has since then, I mean, this happened in January where we won the arbitration case, and the article got opened for editing again. But this particular BK, being so negative, he started coming on the Wikipedia again under different names, under different masks, trying to do the editing. Since then, other things have happened, and it's become apparent that it's this BK. But still, because of the fact that he got banned, and because we're on his case, this particular ex-BK is now using other means to get at us. It's not stopped him at all. He's using other methods. So currently we're still working on the Wikipedia. The article is still not as good as we would like it to be. There are still negative editors on there. This particular negative editor that I was referring to earlier, he's slightly backed off Wikipedia a little bit, but he's got a lot of friends. And although they may not be as negative as he is, we still have to work with them. But having said that, yes, it sounds like it's a he. No, having said that, no, I'm just saying he. No, having said that, our current policy on the Wikipedia is just to build trust amongst the other editors, whether they're BKs or non-BKs, and just to build that trust with the other editors in the things that we're submitting. And having followed that policy for a few months now, it's actually one specific negative editor has actually come on board with us. So it just shows that it's not what we say, it's how we interact that's going to make the difference. Okay, so other areas of... And that's a she, by the way. That's for sure, yeah, we know who she is, yeah. So she's come on board, so now she's actually working with us. Still an ex or anti or whatever, but more sympathetic with what we're saying. She was never a BK, but she was acting as a sympathiser of ex-BKs. Okay, so the negative publicity. Okay, so the next slide, negative publicity. Okay, these mice slides are in the wrong order. Okay, Sasha, next. Okay, so what's this guy up to now that he's been banned off the Wikipedia? He's threatening, because he was a BK, in the time when he was a BK, which may have been a long, long time ago, and the way we used to work at that time may have been very different, but all the information he has about us, any cases that we may have had in the past, whether it's child abuse or anything else, he's threatening to use all the inside information, and he says that he's got lots of inside information. He's threatening to use that against us. Number two, he's targeting our contacts, our high-profile, close contacts. And we've had experience of this in Australia, big time. We've had experience of this in London, big time, USA, big time. Emails are going to our close contacts telling them how bad we are and how much of a cover-up we are. Yes. Yeah. I'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a minute. So... I don't know how he got the emails, and this is the other thing. I mean, I don't know whether it's appropriate to say. It's very easy. Just look up the websites. Yeah. So if we could try and keep the questions towards the end, but also what the question was, how do they get our contacts, information about our contacts? This is one of the reasons why we should not put our email addresses on websites. Okay, we can put a general email address, but not personal email addresses. They should not go on websites. But anyway, that's another thing. Okay, so they're contacting our high-profile contacts, spreading negative publicity through other websites. So if there's other websites out there where they can input anything, they will be putting stuff up there. Whether it's events, if we're publicising an event on an external website, they'll be there to say something negative about us. And again, the brahmakumaris.info website, you may have seen it, you may not have seen it, I don't know, but that's the most negative website at the moment. But it's not ours, and we have got no right over that name either. Legally, they can use that name, although it's not really information about the Brahmakumaris. And what we've found is the editor and the main moderator of the brahmakumaris.info site is actually the same guy as that was the most negative editor of the Wikipedia. So that's his other channel of putting negativity out. He's still trying to edit Wikipedia. And we're still trying to control that. So it's continuous battle on that front with the Wikipedia. Every day we have to be on there and be on the case. So what do we need to do? Well, Babdada's message was that we need to look at these other areas. And actually, I think one slide got missed there. After Wikipedia, the slide after Wikipedia got jumped. If you use the back arrow key, that's you. Okay. Just one thing that, in terms of areas of concern, apart from Wikipedia, there was a number of other things that we need to be aware of. One of the things Mohini Ben already mentioned about transparency, about when we say we're the BKs, that we actually stand for the BKs and not anything else, that we are actually transparent. You know, we don't hide behind other things. So when we're posing as BKs, we need to stand for being a BK. The other thing is the Muralis. Again, Muralis are on the internet. They're not our the English version of them. They're not our translation, actually. They're the Shankarapati translation of the Muralis. But the Muralis are on the internet. But this also, we know the sensitivities behind the Muralis, and it's not that we're trying to hide it. It's just that we know that people will misunderstand what it says unless they've had the 7-day course. That's why we're protecting them, not because we're God's children and nobody else is God's children. So, the protection of the Muralis is quite important, how we distribute them. And again, the whole move to the new Muralis system and your cooperation in that is really needed for that also. The other thing that we've been targeted for is teaching style and the lack of teacher training, especially in the West. The way we teach. And one of the things that we've been accused of is that we have this slow indoctrination, that we slowly take people onto a positive thinking, then maybe stress-free management, and we hook them in, and then we eat them, basically. You know, this is what people say, that we hide behind these soft approaches, and then get our claws into them. And so just to be aware that this is what people are saying. Improper instrument behavior, and under that we've got things like forcefulness and how we're not sympathetic. We have this elitist attitude that those seniors and those who sweep the floors, and we have this attitude problem in the BKs. And that those that cannot fully follow Mariadas, we treat them very badly, or we treat them as second-class citizens. This whole attitude of the BKs, and the fact that we have favoritism and things like that. Yeah, and the attitude towards those who leave Gyan. We really don't, we sort of cut them off or whatever. The controlling attitudes that we have. So we have to really be aware of these things that seem to come out, people seem to notice. We may not notice it amongst ourselves, but those that are hit by it, they feel that they're being excluded or they're being discriminated against or they've been treated as not as good as. But so we need to just be aware that we don't, we take care of these things. Okay, so on the positive front, What have we been doing and what do we need to do? So raising our positive profile. There are a number of things that we're doing. First thing is, if you saw the two areas of concern, one was to do with questions about us as an organization and also about Gyan, certain things about Gyan. So what happened about 6 to 8 months ago, I think, Wadi, I can't remember exactly, is that we put together a FAQ for the Brahma Kumaris, which has been approved by the seniors, which basically goes frequently asked questions. That's FAQs. So when people ask questions about us, frequently asked questions, and the answers to them. So we identified all the frequently asked questions and what our response officially to them would be. And actually now they've been put on the website, on the international website, and they're available on there. So, and as you move over, that's the other project that's going on in relation to this, is the transfer of all our websites onto the official website model, which is then again going to give us a new positive look or a united look. On there, as soon as you put your website up, that FAQ will be available for you on there as well. So there's that. And this goes some way to clarifying the Yogi's position on all these frequently asked questions. And the second thing is the positive content. And what we've started doing now is identifying, we'd like lots of people to write content, but at the moment what we're doing for immediate impact is to pick up the articles that we know are available already, positive articles, which we can put out in the Lokic world, and we've started uploading them to the international website, but also slowly starting to put these up onto external website, other people's websites who would be interested. You know, the self-development websites, many, many other websites around that allow you to put your articles up. So then to spread the positive in that way. And the other thing now that we're looking at with all the YouTube and all these other things that are happening is to put video, audio, photographs, all of these, because apart from written, these other forms of communication are quite often more impactful. And so we're looking at putting photos and audio and video up as well. So that's what's going on at the moment. The other thing where we would like your cooperation in immediately is on the internet. Who knows what Google is? Google search engine. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of, when you go on the internet, you want to search for something. So if you put meditation or Brahma Kumaris, and then it will find you all the pages. And for your information, if you put Brahma Kumaris, I think in the US at the moment, I don't know if it's in the UK, you get Wikipedia as the first site. So that's not good. But anyway, to raise our search ranking on Google, what we need, we're using various methods, and as we redevelop each website, we're putting in various things in there to optimize the content so that these search engines pick up keywords in our website. But apart from that, the other way to increase our ranking very quickly is to have external links to our site. Not from BK site to BK site, but from external sites linking into our site. And so what we've done recently is, and this is called inbound linking, and what we've done recently is on the international site, we've put a page up called Link to Us, and I think this was only done a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it's at the bottom of the bottom menu bar. And this allows other people to link to us, and we haven't actually publicized it, but we've already got links on that. But what we would like you to do is your contacts who have got their websites, their own websites, to ask them if they'd be interested in linking to us. And if they are, then to link to us via that link. And that will definitely raise our ranking immediately. It's one of the best ways to raise your ranking on Google. The next thing. So what do we need to do? Immediate implementation is to be sensible about what we put on the public domain. What do we mean by public domain? Okay, what we put up on our website is very important. We be careful, the words that we use, the language that we use, in any written form to the media or anything like that, but even more so on your emails. be careful what you write in your emails. And okay, we've got our new email system, which is internal, and everything that you write in there is stored on our own servers, but any other email that you use, Hotmail or Google or whatever, that information is stored on external people's servers. It's not stored on Yajna, so potentially has access to people, other people have got access to it. But even then, to be careful, and if there's anything sensitive, to really be careful what you write. It's probably better to make a phone call. But having said that, we are actually currently working on a secure means of transmitting critical type information at the moment, but that's not in place yet. The other thing is, okay, move over to the new email system that the Yajna. How many of you are not using currently on the new email system? Okay, so you may have issues why you're not using it, so we can talk about that on the marketplace, but it's really important. That's why we've put that in place. The new Murali system, again, that's a secure way of transmitting Muralis, and any other way it's possible. I mean, even now on the old system, people are emailing Muralis. This is so insecure. You won't believe how insecure. People can tap into emails very easily. And then to invite your close contacts to link to our international website. And eventually that will be able to link to your own local and country websites as soon as you move over to the new model. Okay, what else? Okay, things that we need to also be aware of is exit policy. We need to have an exit policy. People are going to leave Gyan, but how we deal with people leaving Gyan, that we do actually have a polite way, a friendly way, and we don't cut them off or things like that. So we need to put in place, and I'm sure Mohini Ben and Jinti Ben and Nirmala Didi will talk about, or will let you know, what our policy is on dealing with people leaving Gyan. We haven't paid any attention to this in the past, but now that seems to be important. Rapid response. To put in place a mechanism that if we do get approached by the media in a negative way, or I don't know, something happens, how to diffuse, learning how to diffuse that situation, and also how to escalate it within the Yajna if necessary. That needs to be in place. And never be afraid to apologize. Quite often just to apologize. But just on a personal note, one thing that I found, and I think Wadi Ben will agree, that on the Wikipedia and other places where the thing that seems to work is Adharna. At the end of the day, that's the thing that will work, because that's what other people don't have and that's what we do have. And so never to step outside the line of Dharana to get angry or anything like that, because that will then be used as a thing against us. So that, I think, is that... okay, that's all for me. So I think Wadi Ben has got a few words.
Daddy said it yesterday that it's really a test of our unity and our equality. And as Mohini Ben inferred earlier on, that we shouldn't be gossiping and we shouldn't be, in other words, creating the vibrations or the atmosphere that allows for that weakness within us to give strength to that on the outside. And I think today that idea too of, you know, the charitable soul or whatever, that praise or defamation, that you're equal and that you can change what is a very negative into a positive. And I know for me, and I'm sure Vasanti and many others would agree, that overall, this has been a very positive and a very enlightening experience. And so that they've helped in a kind of a way to move us forward. It's helped us to be a bit more transparent. And I, for one, certainly don't see them as enemies. And they evidently have a great attachment to us and a great... Otherwise, it seems like some of them, day and night, it's just Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumaris. You know, they don't forget us. They can't let go of us. And so, and as we've seen, you know, that they are... Some of them are changing, and not least the editors on the arbitration, etc. They wouldn't have known the Brahma Kumaris from a hole in the wall before. Now they know who the Brahma Kumaris is. So we get all this publicity at some level. But just one thing that I don't think we touched on, in terms of the Wikipedia, we were slow on the uptake, and that was where the whole situation started, that somebody else wrote an article on the Brahma Kumaris, which gave them first dibs on everything. that they were the chief or the main editors, and then we had to scramble to try to catch up and to rectify things. Well, as you know, Wikipedia is available in each and every language. And so it is very important that the Brahma Kumaris have their own page in each language so that the same thing doesn't happen again. And it shouldn't be a translation of what we have on the English site. We can certainly advise and suggest, and even if it's just a paragraph and it can't look like it's a, you know, just a PR job, a whitewash thing, or not that we would do that anyway. And so I know that some of you already, Spain, Poland, Holland, have all had some taste already. And this afternoon with Vasanthi and myself, those of you that are interested or want to know how to go about that, then feel free to talk to us. Thanks.
An interesting slant on this word, exit policy, and that is to think about serving the whole tree. And if somebody has come to us and stayed with us 5 years, 10 years, follow the principles, and they decide they don't want to be a daily student, they're not exiting. They're still going to stay within the family in some way or another. Or even if somebody comes for the 7 days course, again, it's not that they're exiting, but that they've taken as much jnana as they're going to use in their life. So I think that I noticed that we use this term exit policy, and I didn't comment on it, but we keep it there, that's fine. But I think our attitude has to be that it's a world family, and that really, yes, these people are our friends.
I think Australia uses this, maybe even outside the BK context, but I like it very much. It's just a policy of care.
When we first started this whole project, my first thing was to defend the yajna. This is all, we have to defend the yajna. But what I've found is the whole quality of mercy comes out slowly as you get to know these editors and as you get to know these people, that actually it's because they have got an attachment to the yajna in some way, and that we just have to, they just need love, really. Yeah. Any questions?
You made reference to it in the presentation, but I don't think I've seen or heard it clearly stated. What is the video policy for BKs to upload to sites that others could see?
I think we've just drawn a policy that's just gone to the RCOs in the last few days, and so that will define what the policy is. But at the moment, we shouldn't be doing it. I mean, I know recently a lot has gone up, including Babdada's meetings gone up on the website, which shouldn't obviously be on public domain. But we're working with the RCOs to define a policy, which should be done in the next couple of weeks.
So in the next couple of weeks, something will be sent to the NCOs how that's done.
Yeah.
In many large organizations now internationally, they have a communications coordinator for each region. And this becomes more and more important for us, you know, because this will become an everyday affair. And I think it's important, if not in every center, at least in a region, we should have one that is fed from a central organization. Every time there is a sensitive situation, it's just being related to that person in the region. I think it would be very useful for RCO to look at.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. RCOs are sitting here. Are we all listening, right, RCOs? That we need to do that, so. And RCOs then, and also NCOs, because RCO then have to communicate with NCOs. I think we did it when we needed some rapid responses, but then we just kind of forget it. So if one person does communicate only on that, we will do that.
I'd like to first say one thing, kind of to piggyback on something Wadi was saying. Was the most famous PR guy in the world says only one thing, and that is, doesn't matter what they say about you, just make sure they spell your name right. That was said a long time ago, and it really actually isn't such a fallacy. But I'd just like to make a comment about the presentation. And that is that the presentation was about our form, our public relations, really, our relationship with the world. And I noticed a mixture between our form and our substance in the presentation. And I just wanted to make the comment that there were some very, I think, some extremely significant things said about how we should behave that I think are terribly important and is possibly should be the subject of a whole other conference in terms of changing the substance of the organization, in terms of how we behave, how we interact, how we exit care or otherwise. Because in the end, the truth will out, the form will come. So I just wanted to make the comment that we may be, I don't know whether we're making a mistake, but it was obvious to me anyway, that in this public relations presentation, there were some extremely important substantive things presented that aren't really public relations. They're who we are and what we do. And naturally out of that, stuff's going to be said. So, that's all.
Yeah, I think the name Internet PR was just the way we started and we've kept the name, and we know that it doesn't totally describe what we do, but we just don't have a better name for it at the moment. But we know what you're saying.
What I was just thinking when you were talking about the question of links, isn't this a way for these people of the anti-party to know with which organizations are we connected, and then approach these organizations in an easier way?
Yes, they could, but they could anyway. I mean, that hasn't been the way they've communicated so far with other organizations that are connected with us. They've managed to find that link and target them without that. So it's people that perform for us or we invite to our programs. And yes, I mean, we have to always be aware that there may be leaks within the family. You have to, and that's...
Yeah, and just the second thing that I wanted to mention is that when you said that some people, you know, they say that we try slowly to get people finally to give them whatever spiritual thing, convince them or whatever. We have been having this approach towards the PK organization that we have three very separated areas. And we have been giving three different names for these separated areas. We say that we have the Raj Yoga area, which is for people interested in spirituality. We say that we have the program of quality of life, which is for people that want to enhance their emotional skills and their relationship skills. And we have the values area, which is our social work. So we have been putting up in this way, you know, so that doesn't, and not necessarily one person that is involved in one area would be interested in being involved in another area, for instance.
About this exit policy or policy of care, I think it's a good area to be informed as NCOs. Because, I mean, most of the PKs that leave, they are sort of quiet. But some, as we hear, they create a lot of noise. So if someone has, in a sense, surrendered and given their life, their money, their time, their energy to this yagya, and then they leave, and if they leave with resentment and anger, and maybe they demand that we give them some economic support or something, I think it's good if there is a policy that we can inform to those who are surrendered, you know, in case in the future, whatever, you know, if they have any question mark. I mean, I think it's good if we have some sort of policy that we know how, you know, how to deal with it and to give that information so that in the future, you know, in Spanish there is a saying, vale más prevenir que curar. I don't know how you say it in English. It's better to prevent. Yes.
Yeah, about the exit policy or the policy of care, it's not only Brahmins who are living, but they're also Brahmins who are getting very old, I mean physically old. And they live or they have to live, or I mean they retire policy. So it would be good to what we know, how we look after them, especially if the children take over them and they're not very happy about the treatments they have, or they put them in special houses. So how, what is our role, what's our responsibility to look after them?
It may be that it's out of the context, but I want also a policy about giving Murli Segue to students that they leave Baba, and then how to regain those Murlis that they can be used like these people for putting on the wave. I want to see a policy. And also to know what happens with the storage of so many Murlis. We have burned 5 years Murlis.
Okay, just to interrupt, it's fine to ask the questions, but some of these questions are to the RCOs, and they will answer in their RCOs.
I would like to just underline that point when Sister Vasanthi was saying that one of the objections which ex-BKs or somebody else has is that in Western countries there is not very much trained teachers, etc. And probably because of lack of this training or experience, they behave in that way as they should not, because they do not, it's not that they want to behave like that, but probably they don't have that kind of a feeling and experience inside. So maybe next time, if we think of NCO, so it should be not in the form of this NCO, it should be a particular training, maybe in small groups of teachers, because some of the NCOs approached me also and they said that we have never been trained, though we are 20 years in the centers. And so they were thinking that how should we be trained and how should we be able to take care of. Probably this is the most important thing which should be underlined. If our sisters and brothers would be very well trained, then these problems will not arise.
We're going to cut off at this point, because this discussion can go on for hours. But there will be time for these sort of questions to come up and comments as well. After we're going to go out for a break. When we come back, we'll go into smaller groups where you have a chance to discuss some of these issues. For example, as far as I can see, there are two sides to the whole thing. There's the outside, the external, the way the world receives us and sees us, the way we are perceived, and the other side is what we can do internally within our own organization to eliminate ignorance and lack of experience and naivety and problems with behavior, you know, bossiness, things that people can actually take us up on. So there are challenges within our own organization, and there are challenges as the world gets a bit more Tamil Pradhan, and Baba has guaranteed that the things that happened in the beginning will happen in the end. So the defamation will be there at some point. So, no, it'll get, probably on one side we will get better as things get worse. Hopefully. So, as we come back, let's say, I think during the break you try to find those people that you'd like to sit with in the groups of six, and come back and at 11, let's say 11:35, let's give it 25 minutes. We've already gone over. 20 to 12, we'll come back, you'll sit in the groups, and then after that, you'll hear a bell, or the water picture. That's the only thing we've got here. I'll try and find a bell in between. And then you'll come back here and we'll have a panel with the senior sisters here in front to field the questions.
Om Shanti. I was just thinking that since there are several areas of concern that have come up, maybe to have better use of our time and to take it to further, perhaps if we identify ourselves as people who are interested in particular areas, for example, this whole issue of training that came in, if there are people that are particularly interested in developing that further, could we meet as a separate group and do something like that?
The thing is that we'd have to organize ourselves for that. But let me think. I'm thinking on my feet now. What are the areas? Training? Behavior? Care policy? Retirement policy. Okay, while you go for your break, we'll put some sheets up in different areas. So when you come back, you'll see a sign. I'll try and identify the different areas in between. So when you come back, 11:15, 20 to 12. I guess we've already gone over time. 20 to 12, everyone back, and you'll go to that area and make your little groups, okay?